Okay, so next up, Glennie. Glennie's doing great Glennie stuff. I mean, the guitar work that comes out of Glennie is so spectacular. It really kills me every time. And I love the guitar tone that he gets in this song. So much so that when I heard it, I had to write to him and ask him, how did you get this tone? Like, what is your formula? And he told me, and I immediately stole it. You know what? Like, is it the most interesting song? Like, I can't remember the hook for the song. But, like, was it played to the nines? Absolutely. Like, it is a great performance here from Glennie.
Yeah, I liked all the technical stuff too. Like every time Glennie does a guitar harmony, I'm like, yes, I like that. Please do more guitar harmony. That's awesome. I also thought the bridge was kind of, I described it as a sweet bridge of childlike wonder that was shattered by the onslaught of prog rock guitar. So like, I feel like the timing on that maybe we just needed a little more room to breathe there. Yeah, I like all the sounds. He even had sort of a punky fuzz groove towards the end that I thought sounded really good. Glennie is a guitar master, and I love listening to the technical parts of it. His melodies are not great. They remind me of just like a pseudo-random number generator doing the tone on some of his vocal melodies. But it is a distinctive style, and a lot of his songs have that, you know, that very distinctive sound.
Yeah. I thought that effect that's on the bass or the synth or whatever is so wet. It's just ploppy, ploppy, wet. And it's a strong choice, and I respect it. But I already kind of clued everybody into what I mean when I say strong choice. It's really good vocal harmonies. It's typical, impressive guitar work. But those guitars are mixed too loudly. Or maybe it's just the vocals that are mixed too quiet or some combination of the both. But... you know, the vibe is sort of unobtrusive, but it's on the fun side. So it's overall, you know, good. Not going to get a vote good, but still a good song.